Now to this coitus flirtatious. Toward the end of the interview, Amy Goodman brings Chilean economist Manfred Max Neef to the table. This is the excerpt that she played. Quote, "Well, we know that everything that has happened now in these last years, and we know that many or practically all of the big problems, environmental, assassinations of leaders in the Amazon and other places, and unemployment, and desperation, and all of the suicides that are increasing dramatically in Spain and other places in the world, we know all these, in the end, until now, are the origin of what I call an evil, an absolutely evil economic model that is dominating the world. This economy cannot go on any longer because it has become absolutely criminal. I was last year in the Zermatt meeting in Switzerland with about 400 people participating, all high-level people from different countries of the world, and I gave the opening speech. In the speech, I said, well, I'm going to start with a very brutal statement. The statement is that this economic model is killing more people in the world than all the armies put together. And this is people who die of hunger and of other diseases that would not be happening now if there was a more just, and I would even say a more decent economic model. What we are working on now, he and his comrades, is really a humane process, he says. I'm quoting the words of Manfred Max Neef. I am now one of the members appointed by the King of Bhutan, the General Assembly, one of the 60 national experts who are designing a new economic paradigm and developing a paradigm for the world, which is based on well-being and happiness and ecological sustainability and adequate distribution of wealth and intelligent use of natural resources. But the main component is well-being and human happiness. Along the lines of what was said by your wonderful, magnificent, and forgotten father of your country, Thomas Jefferson, the only one who wrote a political document in which happiness, the pursuit of happiness, is an inalienable right." Unquote. I find this interesting, these words of Manfred Max Neef, because he's calling for not global society redesign, planning for which on the part of we the people, I believe, is urgently needed, but at least potentially a step toward it. Quote, "a new economic paradigm and developing a paradigm for the world." Maybe he is talking about global society redesign as I re-say those words. A new economic paradigm and a paradigm for the world. Which is based on well-being and happiness. Unquote. So, you know, we're going to have to follow the work of these folks, huh? Anybody who can keep me updated, because it's sheer luck if I get to hear any information, whatever. You know, if I get to, it's rare I get this treat of listening to pundits like particularly Manfred Max Neef. I think he's sincere. I think he's honest. I can't say that for Mr. Reich. I mean, and this is why, right? Here she gives us, after a whole program in which he said almost nothing about the economy, here she lays this out. Oh, yeah, I forgot to read that part. She introduces this amazing quote about redesigning, developing a whole new paradigm for the world. And how does Amy Goodman intro it? By saying it's about an economic crimes tribunal. And you hear this and you're thinking that's what it's about. And it's not that, it's not about that at all. And then afterwards, just in case we were tempted to actually listen to and credit what he's saying, she immediately then goes back to asking this guy, Reich, well, what do you think about this economic crimes tribunal? Now, if this were an honest dealer, this Mr. Reich, he would say, whoa, wait a minute. I'm an economist. He's talking about a new economic paradigm for the world. Let's just take a second. Since I haven't talked about economics during the whole show, let's consider what he said. I would have liked to have heard his opinion on that, but no. No. Instead, they start talking about Chile, you know, and the coup, which he's been covering a lot lately, and I've been grateful for. But this was not the time when you're talking about a new global economic paradigm. So it strikes me as significant that they both danced around that really interesting topic. They wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot stick of truth. Why did she reframe it as some hunting down and punishing of economic criminals, quote unquote? And why did Robert Reich gratefully drop the focus on a global economic order like a hot potato? Hey, I think your guess is as good as mine on that one. All right, till next week, peace.